This is Rhema for today.
God, in His own right of divine sovereignty, just initiates some things on His own sometimes in the areas of healing. But that's not God's best. Are you listening to me? Jesus came along. Here's one fellow that couldn't get in on that, but got healed. Jesus came along, he says. Certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew he had been now a long time in that case. Well, now how'd Jesus know? We'd say in that condition. How'd Jesus know the fellow had been a long time in that condition? By revelation of the Spirit of God, we call it the word of knowledge. It's revealed to him, in other words.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing, How to Receive It, and How to Keep It, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
So the man went and mailed that check to his sister-in-law, came back late, laid hands on him, and was instantly healed, made perfect. So we need to realize, that's the point I'm making right now, that there is an obedience. Now there's something else I believe the Lord wants me to emphasize today, and I'm just not teaching these weeks from notes. Now, I did open my notebook up here, but I haven't said anything that's there yet. I may get around to it next week sometime. But I'm just endeavoring to follow the Spirit of God in this. And there's something else I know in my spirit the Lord wants me to emphasize. So it was right there in that 19th verse of this 5th chapter of John. Now, let's go back and read again. I know we've read this before, but I want to emphasize something here. You see, let's just start in with the first verse of this 5th chapter again. After this, this is the first verse of the 5th chapter of John's Gospel. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now, you see, I want you to notice now that this actually happened. Somebody asked me one time, I said, what do you think about that? Well, I said, I don't think anything about it. This fellow told me, he said, oh, you're bound to have some thought, talking about this scripture here. Read it to me. He said, what do you think about it? Read just where I read, right down there and stopped. I said, well, I don't think anything. Oh, you're bound to. No, I said, no. Well, he said, you're bound to. You think it happened, didn't I? I said, no, I don't think anything about it at all. I just know it happened because the Bible said it happened. I don't have any thoughts on it. I mean, that's what the Bible said happened, so that's what happened. Now, that reveals this fact to us. You see, now, Jesus is not involved on this healing. God, in His own right of divine sovereignty, just initiates some things on His own sometimes in the areas of healing. But that's not God's best. Are you listening to me? Jesus came along. Here's one fellow that couldn't get in on that, but got healed. Jesus came along, he says. Certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew he had been now a long time in that case. Well, now, how'd Jesus know? We'd say in that condition. How'd Jesus know the fellow had been a long time in that condition? By revelation of the Spirit of God, we call it the word of knowledge. It's revealed to him, in other words. So he said to him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day, it's not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was. Now again, he didn't know who it was that healed him. Now notice, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. In other words, this one man out of five porches full, this one man got healed and Jesus just left him. Why didn't he heal somebody else? Why didn't he heal all of them? Well, you see, in one area of ministering healing, when you're ministering with what we call gifts of the Spirit, the manifestation of those gifts only happen or come as the Spirit wills. So he could only minister to the one that the Spirit directed him to. Are you listening? Well, that's one area of healing. It's not the only one, It's not the only method, but it is one way or one method. And that's the reason you'll see sometimes the same thing happen in multitudes, crowds. The speaker, you know, the Spirit of God will speak to him sometimes. Sometimes he'll minister different ways. I've had the Spirit of God just point people out to me, you know. And I didn't know him, never seen him before in my life, you know. But my eyes fastened on him. The Spirit of God said, "That man right there, tell me what's wrong with him." And tell him, and the Spirit would say to him, "You tell him that I told you, I knew it was the Lord by the Spirit speak." Sometimes he'll tell me just to tell him. Don't lay hands on him, don't touch him. Just tell him he's healed. And I've told him, they've examined himself. In fact, I've had the Lord to point people out to him and say, now sometimes you'll have him tell him come down and lay your hands on him. But oftentimes I've had him also said, "See that man right there?" And I'd look back and see him. Now that man's a sinner man. They've been saved in his life. But he has a hernia or a rupture. And I want you to tell him he's healed. And so I pointed to the fellow, you know, and sometimes folks around say, "You told me?" No, that man right behind you there. See, I didn't know him. And he said, "Me? Yeah." Now, I've had this happen more than once. I said, "Yeah, stand up." He stood up. I said, "Stand out now." I said, "The Lord shows me you're a sinner." "Well," I said, "you're right so far. He shows me you have a hernia or a double rupture." Now, I have had, he said, "Come lay hands on." But again, I said, again, the man said, "Well, you're right again." I said, "The Lord told me to tell you you're healed." Without thinking, he sort of, you know, started to examine himself. And then just looks so startled, he said, "It's gone. It's gone." Well, that's what the Lord said. Praise God. I was preaching out a full gospel convention in Phoenix, Arizona, January 1965. And I was teaching an afternoon on faith. And so I was just teaching away, you know, it was just a Bible lesson on subject faith. Not having a laying on hand service, not praying for anybody, just teaching, that's all, just teaching. And so the word of the Lord came unto me saying, there was a person that was blind, totally blind, their right eye was just healed. So I just spoke that out. Well, now there's a lady sitting here, right, like these fellows are here, and there's one lady there on the front pew. And so when I said that, your right eye, instantly she'd, "Woo, it's me. And she could see. She is totally blind. Now, not only that, at the same time, there were four other people that are totally blind. Their right eye always instantly healed. Sometimes, you see, when the Spirit of God's moving, you know, the Word of God teaches us that that water is a type of the Holy Ghost. Don't the Bible teach that? I said, doesn't the Bible teach that? Now, when it comes to the new birth, because there is the work of the Spirit of God, it's the Holy Spirit that recreates your spirit and imparts eternal life unto your spirit through the Word of God. And so the water Jesus said, "I give you, will be in you. A well of water springing up into everlasting life." Hallelujah. Well of water. Well, water's in the well. Glory to God. But Jesus said, the last day of the feast, he stood and cried and said, "Ho, everyone is athirst, let him come unto me and drink." John 7:37-39. "For he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly," or innermost being, "shall flow rivers of living water." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there is a work of the Holy Ghost in your life in the new birth, a well of water springing up in everlasting life. But there is an experience of being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, whereby rivers, not one river, rivers of living water flow out of you to help and bless others. The water in you is just for your own benefit. But the water flowing out of you is for the benefit of others. But the point I wanted to make was this, that Jesus, teaching about the Holy Ghost, said, "But this spake he of the Holy Spirit, which they that believeth on him should receive, for as yet the Holy Ghost is not given, because Jesus is not yet glorified." Now, I want you to notice this, that the rivers are flowing. Did you notice? Out of your innermost being, so flow. Did you ever see a flowing river? You have, haven't you? Well, you see, the thing about it is, just because one man got into that flow and went down the river, everybody that gets in will go with it. So you see, the Spirit of God said there's a person with a blind eye, but the rest of the people realize and recognize the flowing of the river, and they just got into and went with it. And if you'll do that when the Spirit's flowing a certain direction, just get with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, you see, here was this lady. Well, I went right on back to teaching. In that same meeting, they brought a fellow in. I saw him when he came in. Now the man had crutches. But he couldn't move along by himself. There was a fellow with him, a man, helping him, holding him up, him trying to motivate on those crutches. Every seat's taken. There's no place for him to sit out in the back. Somebody down at the front over to the side like these, some seats here, but there was just one little, well, there's just some chairs, no bench, some chairs over there to the side of the little platform, like, because we was in this room, you know, in a motel. And so they bring him down now. Now, that room, you see, where we were having this class, wasn't really any bigger than this room. Possibly a little deeper, not quite as wide, but probably square feet-wise, about the same. And so one or two of the ushers got up to help this fellow, because I'll tell you, it looked like all, I'm still trying to teach, and they're trying to come down the aisle there. They're about halfway down. They just, you know, it looked like it took them 30 minutes to get halfway down the aisle. So two of the ushers got up, and the three men just sort of got a hold of that fellow and just virtually carried him. I mean, standing up, just sort of carried him down there and helped him. He can't sit down by himself. Finally helped him sit down in this chair.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's single CD titled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled, How to Live Worry-Free. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Healing Belongs to You. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Generational Unity in a Divided World. All these items are for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar, February the 15th through the 20th. It's hard to believe that it's here. Begins on Sunday night, and of course it's free registration.
Yes.
But we love for you to register.
Yeah, you can go to rhema.org/WBS and get all the information you need to get.
That's right. We have services on Sunday night, of course, and then Monday through Friday, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30 in the morning, and 7 p.m.
at night.
And the
Sunday service is as our normal service on Sunday night.
Yes.
Is at 6 p.m., so we just keep it that way. But
that's
then
right.
Monday through Friday, the night service is at 7 p.m.
That's right.
Yes, at
and
7 p.m.
Then in March, March the 22nd through the 24th, Living Faith Conference, that is in Savannah, Georgia at the Seed Church, Pastors Lisa and Kimpy Womble. You can go to rhema.org/LFC and find out all about it.
Then we're going to jump over for our Living Faith Conference in Valdosta, Georgia, March 25 through 27. That's
yes.
A Wednesday through a Friday at the Collective. And the pastors Mark and Ashley Brady.
Yes.
And, of course, like she said, rhema.org, LFC. You can find out all the information.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Healing, How to Receive It and How to Keep It. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.